Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chuck Baker. Batting ninth. The DH, Hoskin Powell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The DH, Stan Pappy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schatzetter. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive towards third. Castillo catches it and throws to first to double up Ward. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Hatcher moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzetter juggles the ball. That's an error on Schatzetter. Goodwin moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball four. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger is hit by the pitch. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin takes first base on ball four. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball four. Goodwin moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball four. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pappy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Schatzeder covering, for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Engel moves to third. Dave Tobik now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Goodwin, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Trammell moves to third. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin fields the ball and throws to Corbett covering. Safe. Trammell scores. Parrish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Stan Pappy. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Jones moves to second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Chuck Baker. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Engel hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.